We call upon you, our beloved God. In the name of Christ, we summon the great angels, saints of all religions. We ask that you surround us with healing light. Fill every cell with the spiritual harmony of the soul that I am, your child. Thank you.
Aloha, aloha, aloha. Aloha, beloved friends and family. This is about the fifth time I've tried to connect in here. Welcome to Ali Ali Oxenfree, another soul circle of spiritual storytelling, where we come together to inspire and uplift one another and all of life. I so love welcoming you with aloha because it holds many meanings and blessings. Aloha is our natural way of being, being in harmony with ourselves and all of life. Living in and as aloha, we recognize God in everyone, in all life, including ourselves, with each divine breath we take. This is a living experience far beyond just knowing. It's an experience we play hide and seek with all the time, moving in and out of feeling, being in divine union with our God self, feeling connected and humming on all cylinders. And in a few moments, I'm going to share a very tangible way you can become ever more established in that divine union. And thus, we have the title, Ali Ali Oxenfree. And speaking of free, aloha is all about personal freedom, including having a body free of all obstructions to our enjoyment of another attribute of aloha, the presence of divine breath. Our every inhale and exhale are permeated with divinity. I invite you to take the time throughout your day to pause and experience the divinity flowing into you with each breath. As you do, notice how freeing, peaceful, and enlivening those divine breaths feel. Perhaps imagine those divine breaths as divine light, another blessed virtue of aloha that's inherent within you. Sparkling divine light, filling your every pore as you inhale, leaving you feeling more blissfully empowered as divine light with each exhale. Sparkling divine light, establishing you in the aloha quality of being aware in each moment. May your mind be so empty of all but peace that you are aware of what's needed in each moment to live in the harmonious grace, blessings, and true aloha, true love of aloha. Aloha is absolute true love, pure, whole, beyond feelings. You are absolute true love, pure, whole, beyond feelings. Do you remember what being immersed in absolute true love feels like? It's not a temporary state that comes and goes based on what is or what isn't happening in your life. You are absolute true love. Absolute true love lives in the aloha qualities of truth and humbleness with each divine breath. Truth and humbleness are the exact opposite of weakness. They infuse you with inner strength. As you enjoy the cellular infusion of your next divine inhale, feel your level of inner strength. Take a reading. Really feel what your inner strength feels like right now so you can compare it to how you're feeling in a few minutes. Close your eyes if you need to and tune in. Tune in to that inner strength. Now, imagine a time in your childhood or any time where your inner strength felt invincible. If not invincible, very vibrant and alive. I remember feeling like this, very vibrant and alive many times during my childhood. Some of those many times were playing hide and go seek with my neighborhood friends. I loved playing the role of both hider and seeker. As a hider, finding the perfect spot I'd still be in when I heard the seeker call out, "Ollie, Ollie, oxen free." As a seeker, I challenged myself to find everyone as fast as possible so I'd never have to call out, "Ollie, Ollie, oxen free." But in this moment, I'm calling out to you, "Ollie, Ollie, oxen free." Calling out, "Ollie, Ollie, oxen free," so you can emerge from hiding in one way or another, whatever way, big or small, whenever way, frequently or infrequently, from your aloha, your true love, true light, divine breath, your very own God self, being your authentic self every moment, so you can return to the invincible safety of home base, like when we're playing hide and go seek. So you can even stop fervently seeking your very own God self, because you'll have experientially found yourself within and embody more and more of yourself every moment. Stop seeking, because you'll forevermore be living in the inner temple, the home of your God source. And I love how in the center of home is Om. That will be your primary experience, regardless of what's transpiring around you. I know this is truth from my experience of living aloha. If we haven't had the pleasure of meeting before, my name is Timothy, using fairy tales, ancient arts, sacred sciences, and everything in between. I've been empowering people of all ages for more than 40 years to develop and use their infinite soul powers to achieve their full potential, their aloha. I've also written more children's stories than anyone alive, 88 to date, with more on the way. Stories not just for children defined by age, but for the childlike wonder, creativity, and inspiration within all of us. Confucius said, if your plan is for 1 year, plant rice. If for 10 years, plant trees. If for 100 years, educate children. For thousands of years, master storytellers like me have used stories to pass on blessings, feed generational wisdom, and trigger aha moments within listeners and change within societies. Even as you've been listening for the past few minutes and continue listening, your love, bliss, brilliance genes, aloha, and more are being activated and upgraded. It cannot be otherwise. I'm also holding the space for you to enjoy some aha moments as you're participating right now in Ollie Ollie Oxen Free. And to further enhance your aloha, love, bliss, and brilliance genes every day in unimaginable ways, along with those of your family, you'll find some powerful guided meditations, video courses, fairy tales, songs, a webinar for parents of young children, and Qigong practices at timothystutz.com in the freebie menu. There's something there for everyone, regardless of age, a personal gift that will transform your life. All you need to do is choose the one or ones calling out to you, open them, follow along, and reap the rewards. And if you have any questions tonight or when listening to the replay, place them in the chat or in the comment section. If I don't address them today, I will on next week's live, starting at 8 p.m. Central European time, or I'll reply in a written response. As a child, my favorite time to play hide and go seek was on a warm spring or hot summer night. I loved being out after dark, and it created many more options for choosing undiscoverable hiding places. What I didn't enjoy at those times was hearing one of my parents calling me home. I felt like they were stopping my fun. That's most likely because they never took the time to lovingly explain the importance of getting a good night's sleep. Have they compared coming home for a good night's sleep to the safety and benefits of getting home ollie ollie oxen free safe, like when I was playing hide and go seek? I might not have been so disappointed. Had they shared how balancing play with rest and how sleep rejuvenated all aspects of my body and mind so I could remain healthy and strong to play more games of hide and go seek, I might have enjoyed going home much more. Had they compared going to sleep to savoring the best dessert ever, a delicious way to end the day, I might not have held on to the energy of disappointment. Remember what Confucius said: if your plan is for 1 year, plant rice. If for 10 years, plant trees. If for 100 years, educate children. We've all held energies of disappointment along with many other limiting vibrations for way too long. How we as humans ever got programmed to physically, mentally, and emotionally hold on to what I'll call negative vibrations is one of life's great mysteries. Like how we seem to have to do certain practices to remember and be who we truly are. Aloha. How we continue to play hide and go seek with God, not wanting to go home to the eternal safety, peace, love, and bliss that's our inherent nature. How we think we're missing something when we're peaceful and content or immersed in our own love vibrations. Ollie ollie oxen free. It's time to go home, beloveds. It's time to answer God's call to come home while enjoying life within these physical bodies. Let's adventurously, wholeheartedly, soulfully answer that call. When we do, my experience confirms that we are treated to the most delectably decadent and intoxicating dessert ever imagined. Let's constantly return to and hold on to our peace, love, and bliss amidst everything else going on. And let's remember to dive into that peace, love, and bliss with every pore of our being when we're not occupied with some aspect of daily life. Let's tune in to our God being. Let's plug in to the source of all creation. It only takes a moment. Train yourself. Create the habit of actively becoming the God or goddess that you are. As you awaken each day, as you go about your day, as you go to sleep each night, come out from whatever hiding place you're in, whenever you're in it, and run for the safety of home base before the seeker finds and tags you. Only going home to God is much easier than running anywhere. There's no running necessary. Just be still and content. Paramahansa Yogananda says that no matter what we do in life, the ultimate end, which all other ends merely subserve, is the avoidance of pain and want and the attainment of permanent bliss. Hiding is painful. seeking can be a mixture of pain and joy. Being free is bliss. He goes on to say, love gives joy. We love love because it gives us such intoxicating happiness. But love is not the ultimate. The ultimate is bliss. God is Satchidananda, ever existing, ever conscious, ever new bliss. You are Satchidananda, ever existing, ever conscious, ever new bliss. In this blissful moment, let's come home to our blissful God being. You can use these quick, simple steps I'm about to give you anytime to instantly reconnect with that infinite fountain of bliss, reclaiming your true aliveness, your true aloha, and forever being Ali Ali oxen free. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes and lovingly place your left palm over your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Lovingly place your right palm over your left. Now, focus your awareness on your hands and heart chakra, letting your body breathe itself. Allow your body to inhale and exhale effortlessly as God's breath, divine flow, breathes you. Ask God, in whatever form or way you relate to God, to be with you, bless you, further empower what you're doing right now. Feel your entire body relaxing into your heartbeat. Let go. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so, allowing your body to breathe itself. Imagine you're a baby, lovingly cradled, lovingly cuddled in God's arms, totally relaxed. You've answered God's call home and feeling that merger and process. Become that loose, limp baby, safely snuggled and cuddled in God's arms. Tune in to how that feels for you. If you've ever held a baby for any length of time, remember how that felt. How it felt when that baby completely let go and fell asleep limp in your embrace. Didn't you let go on some level too? Now visualize and feel the primal source, God, pulsating above your head as a brilliant white opalescent light. Connect with the primal center point of God. Feel and visualize this light getting brighter and brighter, starting to shimmer with a rainbow sheen like the inner lining of an abalone shell. As it gets brighter and brighter, you feel these incredible God vibrations, your God vibrations, starting to pulse within you. Perhaps these are soft pulsations. Perhaps they are strong. Perhaps they are so subtle you don't feel them right now. Perhaps you see divine light. Consciously imagine, visualize, feel your soul body pulsing, vibrating, filled with this brilliant white opalescent light, this pearl essence brilliance. Imagine. Visualize, feel your soul body merging with, disappearing into, and as this pearlescent light. Now imagine, visualize, feel this pearlescent brilliance filling your mental body with divine light. Imagine, visualize, feel your mental body merging with, disappearing into and as this pearlescent God light of you. Consciously imagine, visualize, feel your emotional body now pulsing, vibrating, filled with this brilliant white opalescent light, which neutralizes every emotion you've ever had into soft vibrations of love, 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 bliss, bliss, bliss. Imagine, visualize, feel your emotional body merging with. Well, I'm going to continue. I don't know if I'm live here or not. So imagine, visualize, feel your emotional body merging with, disappearing into and as this pearlescent God light of you. Now, do a quick check-in from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and let go of any physical tension you notice. Tension in your forehead. Visualize, feel divine light filling your entire head, your crown, forehead, eyes, ears, cheeks, nose, mouth, and down into your neck. Let go of any tension in your jaw. Release any tension holding your shoulders up. Let your shoulders drop as your heart lifts. Visualize, feel God's pearlescent light filling your shoulders, shoulder blades, chest, upper back, ribs, sternum, lungs, and heart. Visualize, feel this light pulsing in every cell of your arms, hands, and fingers. Let go of any tension held in curled up fingers. Let your fingers stretch out. Visualize, imagine, feel that every pore of your spine is shimmering in pearlescent brilliance. All the nerves running through your spine and throughout your body. All the muscles along the spine and throughout your body. Every porous, structurally supporting bone of your body filled with light, light, light. Remember, you're letting your body breathe you. Your abdomen is tension-free. Relaxed to accept the divine breath flowing in through your nose. Visualize, feel, imagine your abdomen and lower back shimmering in and as pearlescent light. Relax your buttocks, and if you're seated, sit equally balanced on both sides of your buttock. It too is filled with light, 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 light that flows down and relaxes both of your legs, including behind the knees. Light, light, light that flows down into and through your ankles, the tops of your feet, and the soles of your feet. Pearlescent light that fills every toe that is relaxed and outstretched, not gripping into the floor or your shoes. Consciously imagine, visualize, feel your entire physical body now pulsing, vibrating, filled with this brilliant white opalescent light, free of pain, tension, constriction, and filled with soft vibrations of love, 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 bliss, bliss, bliss. Imagine, visualize, feel your physical body merging with, disappearing into and as this pearlescent God light of you. Ali Ali oxen free, you are home. Every molecule, atom, particle, photon immersed in and as God source. Feel, visualize, and use your will to intensify this divine light, this true love of you. It's as if you're turning a knob on the stove, increasing the intensity of the fire, the flame. Holding this awareness, silently repeat these powerful and blessed intentions for yourself and humanity. I am tuning into and activating the frequency of God within me. Perfectly aligning my center, connecting my complete being with the primal center point of source of God. I am reorganizing, restoring, harmonizing my true base 12-strand DNA template back to the true divine blueprint. I am reclaiming my divine blueprint to reach my full potential, the full image of God I am. I am raising my overall frequency to the level that is optimal for me, aligned and centered with primal source. I am naturally burning up all encountered in any way, shape, or form that is not in alignment with God's divine blueprint. I am disconnecting my being from the Internet of Things and the artificial net surrounding the earth. I am radiating non-causal love with my complete being. I am perpetually engineering my being, energizing my being. You can energize it and I am perpetually engineering and energizing my being, my immediate surroundings and loved ones, the living planet, the galaxy, and beyond. All I do is radiate greater frequencies of sound, light, and love, which frees all everywhere. As you're merged with and radiating these ever greater frequencies of sound, light, and love, envision the earth you want you and your children to live in now and in the future now. A world where everyone is free to explore their divine gifts, where every society is a loving, peaceful, compassionate, blissful community, where everyone is free and encouraged to live their full potential and pursue dreams for the good of all. A world where money is not a requirement or obstacle to success, where everyone has fresh, natural and nutritious foods and clean, pollution-free water, shelter, and the clothes they need to stay warm, where everyone has pollution-free air to breathe and smiles in their hearts that light up their faces, music with which to sing in bliss and dance in ecstasy, where relationships that are rewarding, nurturing, and harmonious in all ways, where everyone has all the information, activations, and any needed support to reclaim their divine inheritances, living Ali Ali oxen free in true freedom, where we have complete connection to our brothers and sisters on earth and in the star systems, where our unfillable intuition, unfallible intuition, telepathy, remote viewing, and all the other divine potentials of our human consciousness are awakened in each of us. Together, we can move mountains. We can move heaven and earth. We can shift paradigms. Our loving vibrations and visualizations are boundless. In fact, it only takes about 9,000 of us meditating at the same time to establish world peace. And there's just such a meditation happening throughout the world every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time in the U.S., 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. in the U.K., and 5:30 p.m. Central European time. It lasts about 20 minutes, a small slice of our precious time to offer for humanity's precious freedom. We can do this. Please add your amazing heart and soul vibrations to this meditation every week. You can go to worldpeacemeditation.net for more information. And before opening your eyes and gliding into whatever you do next, gently focus your awareness at the soles of your feet. Allow some long, slow inhales and exhales to fill your body and come fully present in your body. Paraphrasing Buddha, one who keeps their awareness in the soles of their feet will cure 1,000 illnesses. And in this moment, check in with that level of vibrancy that you're now feeling. Take a reading on how you're feeling inside compared to when we started. And if your eyes are closed, gently open them. And please help me shine more and more light into the world and share blessed activities like this by liking and sharing them with your friends and family. Please share any aha moments and experiences you've had listening or by enjoying the practices we've done together. Share your experiences with your friends, family, on social media, and with me. You can leave me a message in the chat window at timothystutz.com. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up one of the many freebies waiting for you and your family to further enhance your experiences of living in aloha, peace, love, bliss, and success in all ways, always. One of those freebies is a 21-day aloha quest with simple exercises to do every day, integrated within your current schedule, along with a supporting video or blog text for each day. If you have young children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or know someone who does, make sure to gift yourself or them the free training, 3 Magic Wands for More Creative, Happier, and Empowered Children. And also, I invite you to take advantage of the founder memberships available for a limited time in Blissberry Bear's Beyond a Book Club. It's a fun, inspiring, educational resource of a lifetime for a lifetime. And one of the more than 85 fairy tales included in the club is one of the first ones I wrote, Hide and Go Seek. Remember what Confucius said? If your plan is for 1 year, plant rice. If for 10 years, plant trees. If for 100 years, educate children. Albert Einstein expanded on this, saying, if you want your children to be brilliant, tell them fairy tales. If you want them to be very brilliant, tell them even more fairy tales. And as the author of more children's stories, more fairy tales than anyone alive, I say, read them fairy tales of the heart to become the most brilliant being they can possibly be. I look forward to being with you again on Spiritual Storytelling with more ways to lighten, enlighten, and inspire you to live a life of aloha every moment. With all my blessings for peace, love, vibrant health, and bliss wrapped in an infinite rainbow of miraculous, magical miracles for you, your children, your family. Aloha and mahalo for tuning in, for being here now. Ali Ali Oxenfree. be, radiate the divine light, the true love, the aloha you are. Be, radiate divine light. Be true love. Be the aloha you are. Be bliss. Be blissful. Be blissfully ecstatic. I'll leave you now with the message of the heart Baba Muktananda's guru, Bhagwan Nityananda, gave me to share with the world. Every human heart is a flame of love, burning to go home to God. Feel that flame of love burning eternally in your heart. Stop playing hide and seek with God, with your true self. Ali Ali oxen free. Accept Nityananda's invitation. The heart is the hub of all sacred places. Go there and roam. And to fortify your experience of living in and as God's source, follow what Baba Muktananda said again and again. Meditate on yourself. Worship yourself. Kneel to yourself. Honor yourself. God dwells within you as you. Aloha, mahalo, and ali ali oxen free, beloveds. May you always roam as the God goddess you are in the peace, love, and bliss of your God source, free of pain, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Aloha and mahalo. With love, love, love. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Love, love, love. And as Yogananda says, beyond love, bliss, bliss, bliss.
Thank you, God. Thank you, healers. Thank you, beings of light. Thank you for filling our temples with your harmonious healing energy. Thank you for filling our souls with the divine spirit, filled with light, life force energy, and love. Thank you, God. Thank you for this healing gift. I am now in a perfect state, filled with love and gratitude. Thank you.